All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify, and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Monday, May 22nd. And the focus this week is on debt ceiling negotiations. We have Q1 earnings season winding down. And then we also have the Fed minutes coming out on Wednesday and the inflation gauge PCE index on Friday. So what will happen this week? And more importantly, how are we trading it? By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodgson. We are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience. And we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And with that said, let's hop over and first take a look at the S&P 500. After a nice move up, it seems to be kind of stalled up there at 4,200. What do you think, Mark?
Yeah, Marcus, you know, there was a little pause. We had a really, really nice week last week. So indices higher, even though we pulled back a little bit on Friday. And right now it looks like the markets are trying to find some direction.
Yeah. And it seems to be all about the debt ceiling negotiations because on Friday we saw this very quick drop, 0.75 point. And this is after we heard that, I can't remember who exactly, but somebody said, okay, I'm walking out of this. I'm done with this. And the markets are like, what? Okay. Because the debt ceiling concerns are looming. We have another 8 days until a possible default.
And that's the thing. It's one of those scenarios where in reality, it shouldn't be a concern. It shouldn't be a worry. And let's say there's a 98% chance everything's going to be fine, right? But if there's a 2% chance that things are not going to be fine, the problem is that 2% chance scenario is going to be catastrophic, right? Some people saying a 20% drop in the S&P if politicians are unable to come to terms on negotiations. So there is that worry and concern, especially when there isn't a whole lot of other things moving the market right now.
Yeah, and that's the point. I mean, today, President Biden and McCarthy are meeting again, and the negotiations continue. And as you said, there's not a whole lot going on in the markets. I mean, first of all, earnings season is winding down. Today, after the close, we have Zoom. Then tomorrow, we have Lowe's after we heard from Home Depot last week. Then we also have Nvidia reporting on Wednesday after the close. Thursday, more retailers. Before the open, Best Buy and Dollar Tree, after the close, Costco. And then we have Big Lots on Friday. So we still have retailers reporting, but I mean, the big names are all out of the way. So that's kind of the tail end. Earnings season is winding down.
Sure. So you have earnings season winding down. You have the debt crisis that the deadline right now is theoretically June 1st. That's when Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said that's when we run out of money. And so that's looming. Looking at the economic calendar, it's a relatively quiet week, but things do pick up in the second half.
Yeah, so tomorrow, flash manufacturing PMI. I don't think that this will be a big market mover unless there's a really huge, big surprise. The Fed meeting minutes on Wednesday, I mean, they could move the markets, right?
Sure. And, you know, this is where you get a little insight into what the Fed was discussing and whether there's a big disconnect there or, you know, some of the members being more hawkish or dovish. And so it's a wild card, right? We know what the Fed decided. We know what Jerome Powell said at the last meeting, but it's the internal information that every now and then there's some more clues there.
Yeah. Then on Thursday, we have the preliminary GDP. And then on Friday, more inflation data. And this is the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, the core PCE price index.
Exactly. And we know that the Fed decisions on interest rates are really hinging on inflation, right? So any inflation information is going to be a big deal. And We'll see if it moves the markers there on probabilities based on Fed funds futures. We did have the Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neil Kashkari saying that whether to pause or raise in June is a close call right now. So he said that even if the central bank does not decide on a hike, it shouldn't be considered a sign of the future.
Yeah. His quote was, if we were to skip in June, it does not mean we are done. It just means we're getting more information. And I mean, shortly after he spoke, the markets were a little bit spooked and like, what? Okay, we are keep raising interest rates. But if you look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500, we just see how nervous the markets are this morning. Moves to the upside, moves to the downside. Right now, prices are up 0.1%, but this 0.1% does not really reflect what's going on. I mean, these are not huge moves, but they're 0.75% move, 0.75 within 30 minutes. That shows just some volatility.
Exactly. And there was one thing that he said that stood out. This is, quote, we may have to go north of 6% for the Fed's fund rate from the current target range of 5 and 5.25% if inflation doesn't show more signs of coming down. So that's a pretty big statement, I believe. I mean, that would be 3 more hikes or you know, 0.75%. That's not what traders are expecting right now.
No, I mean, looking at the probabilities, I mean, last week we had a 60-40 probability for keeping the rates the same versus raising it. This morning we're at 72-28%. But also when we look at the probabilities, I mean, traders believe that we are close to the end. Although, as we can see, as of this morning, a small percentage of that there could be maybe another 2 rate hikes crept in. But overall, traders are betting that we are there and that we might see a decrease in interest rates towards the end of the year.
And this is where I would agree at the next meeting that the Fed's most likely to pause and wait and see, but definitely, definitely a disconnect between what the Fed continues to say and what the probabilities show based on Fed funds, futures, and traders.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our positions and see what is happening here with our positions. I'm zooming in a little bit. And so first of all, for me, CTRA, Coterra Energy. We're getting close. I'm trying to sell a call against my position at 26 for 30 cents. And let's just see, I'm still not filled. Can you believe it? We are trading at highs for the day. If I am getting filled here at 30 cents, this is when it would get around $1,600 in premium for 83% annualized. That's what I'm looking for here right now. And we are still trading. Bid ask, 25 cents by 30 cents. Last traded price, if you take a look at this here, is 25 cents. So yep. We're right there. We're right there. I am the ask. Just take me up on my ask.
Yep. High of the day. High of the day, 30 at last traded 25. So we'll see if you can get that.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to our positions. Now, let's talk about AMD for a moment, because AMD is a position that you're in. And I mean, you're playing this beautifully. I mean, this is almost textbook.
And this is where it gets interesting, because there comes a point where you need to decide, is it time to say goodbye? And right now, I have sold the 103 call expiring this Friday. So last week, I sold the 103 and I was able to roll it out, collect some nice premium on that. So I have the 103. It was interesting because today we opened up at 104.68, dropped down to 103.49. So that 103 was almost at the money for a brief moment. And then we saw that AMD started to rally, made new recent highs, pulling back just a little bit off those highs, but up nicely. I mean, this is where it could be that the way AMD moves this week, I don't even have a decision to make. And my calls that I sold get exercised and my shares are called away. But I am monitoring it. And if we get closer to 103 or pull back below 103, I need to make a decision on whether or not to roll or to let those calls expire let it get called away. I'm leaning towards getting called away, though, because this has been a really nice move off of 81 up to 107 in a very quick period of time. It's in line with how we've seen AMD move this year. But I'm leaning towards getting called away because it could pull right back to 95 and still be a healthy move higher.
Yeah, especially with some news that we get out of China. So MU, another chip maker, this morning down 3.5%, was down as much as 4% after news of China that they didn't pass some security screening. And I mean, this is something that we also saw with NVIDIA and we saw it with AMD. I mean, on both sides, both in China as well as in the US, where suddenly there were some bans that they couldn't export certain chips to China. So, I mean, I agree with you, even though chip makers right now are just seem to be on fire, there are these concerns. So that's why I agree, because it could pull all the way back. I mean, your break even is super low, isn't it? Like at around 90?
I think it's 90 after, I'd have to look it up, but I think it's 90 after that last roll last week. So yeah. I definitely have some wiggle room. You know, it's interesting. It seems like everything came down based on that news that China's Cyberspace Administration barred operators of critical information infrastructure in China from purchasing products from MU. And it carried over into NVIDIA and AMD initially. But I think after people read into it, it seems like traders are liking AMD in spite of that information. MU still down. NVIDIA also seems to be shaking off that news. NVIDIA also having earnings coming up.
Yeah, NVIDIA earnings, I believe, what would you say, on Wednesday after the close?
Yep.
So we'll see there. All right. Now, I did trade GM last week, and GM, I traded the 32 put, and on Friday, we closed at 32.66, so this put expired worthless. I kept the whole premium, and very similar to your SU, Suncor trade that you did.
Yep, Suncor liked it last week, sold the 28. I let that go to expiration, and it expired worthless. Today, we were looking at oil and gas stocks, seeing if there was something that really looked good. Suncor popping up. It was a possibility at 28. I decided to hold off for right now, seeing if we had a little more of a drop in oil and gas, but just not the case.
Yeah. All right. PNC Financial Services. Last week, we talked about it, and he said, okay, got to stay above 118. And sure enough, PNC was listening to you. Stayed above 118, right now trading at 118.83. We need to push towards the upper level of this range that was established pretty much mid-March, and then we'll be able to sell calls against our existing position.
Yeah, and here's where we have these ranges. I'm okay with it just kind of hanging out here, and I'd like to see it drift higher. At one point, I thought that new news was good news, having some positive news to make this rally. But at this point, it's probably a no news is good news scenario. And if we don't hear anything about banks over time, then we will get that drift back up with traders not too worried about what's going on there. Yeah. So stick around 118 or higher, and I'm good on this one.
Yeah. Looking at the heat map today, super interesting. Apple being down. I mean, earlier it was down 1% after a downgrade from Loop Capital. I never heard of Loop Capital before. But this is what was dragging Apple down. Because if we look at the rest of the tech sector, Microsoft up, Google up, Meta up, Tesla up. So it just Apple a little bit behind today.
Yeah, interesting. Because Microsoft and Apple, the big ones for the S&P 500, Microsoft up nicely, Apple down. Loop said that they predicted that Apple will fall short of its June quarterly revenue guidance based on their iPhone sales. We'll see.
Well, we'll see. I mean, so far we see it also here in the heat map. Very, very, very mixed picture. It's not even that you can say certain sectors are up. It's really individual stocks are up and down, and this just shows the nervousness in the market. Looking here again at the S&P 500 and the swings that we have here, I mean, pretty much every 30 minutes right now, it's like, hey, we're positive. Oh, we're negative. Hey, we're positive. Oh, right now we're at the around the unchanged mark again. And it's not much different for the NASDAQ or for the Dow here. I mean, it's pretty much just teetering right now, waiting to hear some news, hopefully, from the debt ceiling negotiations.
Exactly. Now, if a deal is brokered, do you think that markets will rally on that news, Marcus?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. It's really interesting because we talked about it last week. Markets didn't really drop on these concerns. But I do believe that since the concerns are here right now, I do believe that we see a little bit of a rally, especially looking at the S&P. We are coiling up. I mean, the S&P is trying to push through the 4,200 level. I mean, if you mark this here, that's where we see the 4,200 level. And then we see that, okay, over the past few months, since October, we have been making higher lows here, but we haven't been able to push through the 4,200. I believe that when we see a deal that will push through 4,200 and then march towards 4,300, which will be the next level to watch.
And you could argue that last week's rally was partially because of the optimism that a deal would be agreed upon, but also some short covering, right? Because if you're short, if you were expecting a move to the downside, and then all of a sudden you hear that there's some optimism there to offset those short positions and close them, you need to buy those positions back, right? So that could lead to a bit of a short covering rally. I do think that people really don't want to be short in the event that you have some positive news on that deal, because we could get a rally.
Absolutely. And I mean, the resolution is not yet priced into the markets because, I mean, as we know, there is still a probability that they might not come to a resolution. I mean, you mentioned it earlier, it's a small probability, but as long as it is there, it's not yet factored in. So that's where, once we have certainty, I do believe that the markets will jump.
Yeah, and just for the record, those probabilities that I shared, they were off the top of my head. So
yeah.
No basis there, but fundamentally, those probabilities are true. But if someone actually has probabilities out there that's, you know, poll based, then it's not 98-2.
Yeah, probably. However, let us know what you think. Leave a comment there, and if you enjoyed this video, give us a like. And if this is your first time here, consider subscribing to the channel. We also have a few more videos for you. I'll link to them right here. Take a look at these, and then we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.